Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Jay Six. I am music producer and dubstep DJ from little city called San Diego.
There you go. And so you're in Fort McMurray, Canada, on top of the world. How's your trip going so far?
It's been good. A lot of travel.
Yeah.
It's much different out here.
It was an adventure for you to get up here. I feel bad because I know all the connecting flights. I'm like, it's going to be a long day for this guy.
It was. We started at like 6 a.m., took the train to L.A., and then L.A. to Vancouver, Vancouver to Calgary, Calgary to here. But it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
So you're up here to play a concert. So what I want to know first and foremost is, as far as music is concerned, how did you get into music?
My cousin's boyfriend, now husband, was a DJ. Kind of got me into it. I was just getting out of college. I liked the limelight that he had.
Yeah.
So got into it and then started producing. And now I've been doing it for 10 years, 12 years.
Wow, that's wild. So you started, like, I would assume you would have started much earlier based on the skill that you have. So it was like 18, 19 when you started.
It was like 20.
Wow.
20, 21.
Interesting. So were you doing anything musically prior to that?
No. I was strictly, like, college, I played baseball.
Okay.
High school, baseball, football.
Okay.
So up until I really got into it now.
Right. Also an athlete, not no musical ambitions whatsoever.
No, I mean, I grew up, you know, I took piano lessons growing up, guitar lessons growing up, stuff like that, but
yeah,
never really took like the full force of it and then went full bore.
That's wild. And so this is the one thing that always blows my mind about people who are interested in music. Do you hear that in your head and then put, like, how does that work for you?
Yeah.
Because you make some wild sounds.
How do you make a noise that doesn't exist?
Yeah.
A lot of failure. But, yeah, like, I'll listen to, I mean, hypothetical, like a Suicide Boys track, and I'll hear stuff in the background that nobody really hears. I'll be like, I want that in my song.
Mm.
And I'll figure out a way to, you know, make that one sound. Or I listen to music differently.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to every part, the kick, the snare, the hi-hats. But yeah, it's a lot of failure.
Yeah.
But in the music industry, you're gonna fail 75% more than you're gonna not. You just gotta learn to take it and run with it.
Yeah, wild. Now you said you played baseball. Mm-hmm. Like, what kind of baseball are we talking about? Like, what level of baseball?
I played through college.
Okay.
Yeah.
So competitively then.
Yeah.
So you were like drafted to play.
I got drafted out of high school. Didn't take it.
Okay.
Just went to college and then.
Whoa, I meant drafted to go to college. You mean you were like drafted to go play MLB?
Guess who?
By the Blue Jays.
No. What?
Yeah.
No, wait, hold on. Time out. All right, so you played high school baseball so good that you could have potentially played MLB ball.
Yeah.
So, okay, well then, now you got to explain that to me, please, and thank you.
That's all I did growing up. I mean, it's year-round. In San Diego, you could play it year-round. You know, you could play these tournaments everywhere, and between baseball and football, that's all I did. And so, senior year, got drafted out of high school. It was like, you know, 20 grand and a bus ticket to go play rookie ball. I talked to my dad about it, and he was like, go play college. Make your draft stock better. But after 3 years, I was like, I'm tired. Because in college, you're 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day. Whether it's workouts, class, conditioning, study hall. Like, you just go, and after 3 years of it, I was just burnt.
Yeah, no doubt. And so, when you look back at the people that you grew up with, I have to assume you probably were playing with some
individuals. Oh, Joe Musgrove, I grew up with him. He's one of the pitchers for the Padres right now. My boy Stephen Brault, he just retired, but he played for the Pirates, played for the Cubs. Like, I have a bunch of buddies. Jake Reed played for the Dodgers for a while.
Neat.
All guys I played with, yeah.
That's wild. So I've always thought about this with athletes. My wife is a big supporter of education. She loves education. She just finished her master's yesterday. Big shout out to Ethna for finishing her master's. Really proud of her. But we talk about scholarships, right? And so she got tons of scholarships because she's smart. And I always was saying my boys got scholarships because they played sports. And she was saying, like, man, going to school and playing sports at the same time, like,
it's tough.
It's tough. Because how are you gonna, like, how did you balance, like, the educational component with, like, the athletic component?
You don't have
of
a choice.
You don't have a choice. Coaches, explain that to me.
Your coaches are on you.
Really?
They, like, my first, like, time when I went to Sonoma State, you don't get to pick your classes. They pick your classes for you.
Oh.
So they have, by the time you show up at school, your schedule's set.
Mm.
And you're there. And if you don't show up to something, you're benched. You're, you know, they're in your ass. No, 100% of the time.
So they do take it seriously. It's not like, oh, I'm an athlete, I'm going to skate through. Like,
yes. When you're on road trips, like.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
You're out of town for 2 weeks, not having to go to class.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not, so you get to skate by a little bit, but.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, and you're working out when the season's not started. You're working out when the season's over.
Yeah.
You go to school a month before school starts. So, yeah, it's a lot. It was fun. Was fun.
No doubt. Baseball's a grueling sport, just in regards to the amount of time, like the games, the seasons, it just...
Yeah, and it's a lot of travel. Like, college, it's tough, because it is a lot of travel.
Yeah.
Especially when Sonoma State was a big D2 school, Division II school. I had buddies that played at huge D1s, and I was like, there's no way I'd be able to do that.
Yeah.
Because it was 10 times worse.
Yeah. You have to, like, invest every waking moment. That's the thing, like, and big ups to your father for saying, hey, try it out, because potentially if you went the other route in 3 years, you wouldn't have liked it either, and you would have been like, well, shit, I'm here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And your life's pretty awesome right now.
It is. It is. It's fun.
It's just one of those things. It's The Rock has a video where he's like, the greatest thing that never happened to me is like the best. And it's something like I always look back on. Like, there's certain companies that I've tried to purchase in the past and it didn't work out. And I was like super choked about it when it didn't happen. But now that I look back, I'm like, thank the Lord that didn't work out.
Yeah.
You never know.
No, you don't. And if I would have probably taken the deal from the Blue Jays, I probably would never start my music. Like,
yeah.
So now I'm here.
Yeah. So what's San Diego like?
Hot.
Yeah. No. Like, it's hot in this office right now, and I'm wondering, are they sweating like I am? But I'm like,
no, it's good. I mean, San Diego's beautiful.
Yeah.
Expensive. It's just how California is. But at the same time, like, we talk about it, and you wouldn't trade it for the world.
Yeah.
Like, we wake up, go to the beach, that's 10 minutes there, drive an hour north and snowboard, like, can't really beat it.
Do you snowboard?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Not well.
Not
I
well?
Surf, but I surf better than I snowboard.
Yeah, but there's lots to surf where you are.
Oh yeah.
So how long have you been surfing for?
Since I was 15.
That's awesome. Like, I'm big into board sports. Like, I'm getting older now, so I can't skateboard like I used to. But, like, I snowboard, I skateboard, wakeboard, and then I learned how to surf in Tofino here in Canada. But it's, like, cold, cold water. And then I went to Hawaii, and I got to surf there. I'm like, oh,
so different.
Man.
So different.
Like, what's happening? It's a problem. I can see how people, like, get addicted to that sport.
Yeah, we used to go, like, 5 a.m., drive our trucks up on the beach, shine our lights out, go before class. Head to school.
Nice.
Yeah, surf. I haven't been in probably like 2 years, but it's fun.
That's a good time. Now, in regards to your music, where has it taken you? Like, obviously, to form a to the top of the world, but outside of here.
Yeah, the whole way, all the way up.
Yeah.
Mexico, you know, Cancun, Puerto Vallarta, Cabo, Tijuana, and then almost every major city in the United States.
So how did that work for you? So, like, you're in your house, you're making music. Are you placing it online? Are you, like, how did it become, because like Tanner, you called like a manager or something to get in contact, yeah?
No, this was, we're just homies.
Oh, so like, does that, is that how it works?
Talk, sometimes, yeah, we just talked on Instagram. Yeah. Sometimes it's like that. It gets a little dicey when you have like an agent and a manager, mm-hmm. Which before I took my hiatus, I had. So it would have to go through them and everything. It just weighs it down a little bit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you kind of get more when you have them because they're going after people. They're going after booking companies and stuff like that.
Right.
Personally, I think it's better without it.
Yeah.
And you get to kind of meet the people more.
Yeah.
Like, we're having a blast up here. Like, actually getting to know you guys and like all this, where there's shows where I get booked. They pick me up, they drop me off, pick me up, but take me to the airport.
Right.
So you really never get to like know the people that booked you.
That's right. No, that's the whole thing. Like, I'm more of a person to person.
Same.
Like, it just makes things easier. If you complicate it with layers, well, you know, like we're booking a party right now and we're doing it with government. And like, thank goodness we have like connections, because the bureaucracy is just wild.
I bet. And the music industry is kind of the same way. And there's tears with it when it comes to like agencies and stuff like that, but yeah, they can make it really hard on people.
Yeah. So in regards to your music, like, when did you start getting popular? Like, was that like a quick thing, or was it a few years of like putting things together?
No, it probably took me 5 years, 5-6 years, and I started releasing music.
Mm-hmm.
And then some music caught, remixes, and now like one of my favorite ones, and I know Tanner said he loves it, but my Excision edit that I made,
yeah,
you know, it's getting played all around the world by like 6 different big artists. So
yeah.
It's like that really catches you, and then you just keep putting stuff out.
Yeah. And so how do these other artists like get in contact with you or find your stuff? Is this something they just hear?
Sometimes they'll message you, but like, I know AT Aliens, I don't think I ever sent it to them. I think they just downloaded it. They went on my SoundCloud and just downloaded it.
That's wild. That's wild. And they're playing at Base Canyon, right? Like, they're one of the artists that like we've circled to try to go see.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, huge. I'm hopefully, fingers crossed, gonna be playing with them in September in San Diego.
Nice. And
should go up on stage with them at Base Canyon.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be dope.
Hey, if you go, we'll bring our speakers. We'll throw a Renegade stage there.
We were talking about that last night.
Yeah.
Reach out to AT Aliens and get up on stage with them, bro. Straight up.
Yeah. That's cool, yeah. So we were chatting earlier when we picked you up, and you and Tanner were just going off on like, oh yeah, I collab with this guy, I collab with this person. What caught my ear about that was most of them are nowhere near you. Like, they're all over the place.
I'll collab with anybody.
So how do those connections work for you? Because obviously you're very well connected.
A lot of it's just like kind of how me and Tanner connected. Like, they'll shoot me a message or whatever. I'll like, even shoot them like, hey, this song's dope. Like,
yeah.
And then we just start talking, and they're like, hey, you want to collab? They'll send me something, or I'll send them something, and it just kind of builds from there.
Yeah.
A lot of like artists will do it like you have to be a certain tier. I don't care. If I think the shit's dope,
yeah,
I'm gonna collab with you.
Yeah. How'd you come up with your name?
My sister did.
Explain that to me, please.
My name's Jordan, and it's 6 letters.
Yeah.
It's she, and then just spell it different.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the stuff I was coming up with was corny.
It's hard to come up with a name. Especially
it was.
Yeah,
it was super corny.
Yours, yeah. You know?
Like, wow. I have a notebook somewhere with all of them. They're horrible.
It's fun to look back on, though.
That should burn it. But, but they're horrible. Yeah. But like, yeah, it just stuck. My sister came up with it. And,
like, looking at your old Facebook statuses.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, like, who was I?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I remember it was, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years ago I found it. It's somewhere in my attic, but I found it, and I was just like, I need to get rid of this. And, like, not just throw it away. Like, I don't want somebody finding this.
Yeah.
I need to burn it.
I'm the exact opposite. I'm a big, like, note taker, and, like, I lost one of my notebooks recently, and, like, in theory, I should be bummed out about it, but, like, I'm really pumped. Some guy's reading, like, my wild life and being like, who is this dude? So, like, yeah, you never know. Somebody might find it, be like, this is interesting.
No, that just needs to be burned.
Yeah.
they were so bad. And, like, I've had people be like, well, where are they? I'm like, I'm not telling you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not bringing those back up. Like, they were corny.
Yeah.
Super corny.
Stop rubbing it in, because I want to know.
Yeah.
No, they're bad. But, yeah, my sister came up with it, and, like, even today we joke about it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, you made J6? Like, you brought the name out.
Yeah.
So older or younger?
Royalties. Younger.
Younger sister.
Yeah, so she's 20. She just turned 28.
Okay. How many siblings do you have?
Just one.
Just the two of you?
Yep.
Nice. So you're thick as thieves then?
Yeah, that's my homie.
That's awesome. As far as musical tastes, like, I know what you make. I'm very excited to hear you play. Is that what you're listening to all the time, or do you listen to other genres of music as well?
No, yeah, I was listening to 30 Seconds to Mars the other day, like Suicide Boys, Saliva Gray, Jelly Roll, country, like I listen to everything.
Okay, interesting. And then you hear the sounds and you're just like,
yeah, because hey. Anything can give you just that one spark. It doesn't matter. Like a lot of, there was a point in time, like blues music gave me just a ton of inspiration.
Yeah. Blues is sweet. I was in Chicago and I went to Buddy Guy's Blues. Oh my lord, man.
Yeah, we were talking about in the, when we go to New Orleans, we're going to go to some jazz bars. And
that's cool. Well, listen, he tapped his phone, so that means he's got his questions ready for our segment called the Mac, or the Mac City Minute. 2 minutes.
Mac City Minute.
Yeah, sorry, Mac City Minute. It's been a second since.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, that's right. But it's we got to throw to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away. And we're back. Tanner, hit him with the Mac City Minute.
Okay, question number one. What is your favorite meal to have with your family?
Ooh, a good steak. Steak, potatoes.
Question number two. What is one of your favorite songs to listen to that you listened to when you were a child?
I would say anything about POD.
Yeah. Question number three. If you could play at any venue around the world, what would you want to play?
Red Rocks.
Question number four. What do you think is the best cartoon you've ever watched?
I was highly into Doug back in the day.
No,
Doug was my shit.
Yeah. And your final question, what has been your favorite part of coming to Canada so far?
The people.
And those have been your five questions.
There we go. Yeah, we're nice up here.
Yeah.
It's like we live
way different than Southern California.
Yeah. I like anytime I've ever gone to America, it's just one of those things, like, because I just act how I act. And like I just get the side eye and eventually somebody's like, "You're Canadian, aren't you?" I'm like, "Yep." Yeah.
Yeah,
guilty as charged.
It's everybody, like me and Rachel were talking about it, everybody is like sincere and like actually nice.
Yeah.
Where like if you get somebody that's nice in San Diego, you're like, eh, he's full of shit.
Yeah.
And they usually are.
That's brutal. I can't, that would be the worst. Cause like, I don't know, like we went to the Black Horse, like that's where we were just filming. And like, it's the middle of the afternoon and people are just there chilling, friendly.
Yeah, the
chatting.
Bartender, she was so sweet. Like, no, don't worry. If like wherever you're at, I'm gonna bring it to you. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like I can't imagine not having that, like just that friendliness and looking at somebody and thinking, I wonder if they're being authentic with me or not. I just take people at face value.
Yeah, you can't do that in Southern California.
Wild.
Everybody's trying to get over on everybody, and no, up here it's different.
Yeah.
Like, people are genuinely nice.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you're watching Doug as a cartoon. What other cartoons are you watching?
Simpsons. Everybody watches.
Yeah.
Simpsons. Yeah, watch Simpsons. Yeah. Hey Arnold was a big one back then.
Yeah. Like, football head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like I watched when I could. I was even at that age. I was playing baseball year round.
Right.
So I started probably by the time I was eight.
What position did you play?
Shortstop, growing until my sophomore year in high school. I moved to third base, but I pitched. My senior year, I was number one pitcher on the Western region, but I didn't want to pitch in college because then you don't hit.
It's funny, Elliot's a catcher.
Yeah.
So in college, I kind of platooned. I played second, short, and third.
Okay. And that's because you wanted to hit that baseball
thing. Yeah, I wanted to hit. You pitch, you don't hit.
Interesting. I don't know enough about baseball, so I'm like learning a lot right now. So your skill set, though, if you were such a good pitcher, batting was that important to you that you're like, you know, I'd rather be work on my skills there than do something that I'm. Mm-hmm. So where does that drive come from?
Just knowing like what I could do, growing up, like even as a sophomore on varsity, I batted third. Like I was in the prime spots, so I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna just pitch.
Yeah. Are there any similarities between when you perform to an audience and when you're playing in front of
big time
people?
Like, especially in college, like you get these big crowds. Mm-hmm. It gives you that extra motivation.
Yeah.
You get to be in front of these people. You hear them yelling for you, stuff like that. It just kind of pushes you to keep going.
Yeah, that's so cool. Cause like energy is a thing, man.
It is.
And
I've known that especially lately.
Yeah, it's a thing. And like this dude was showing me some of the places that you performed with all those people. I'm like, my Lord, what does that feel like?
It's nuts. And it feels like it goes by like this.
Really?
Every show, like, yeah. It feels like it goes by so quick because you're just so in tune with it and you're just focused in with them. And it's like, you're just raging. You're partying.
Yeah. And what's your come down like? Because after I leave a rave or a festival and the music turns off, like, I'm exhausted.
Oh, 100%.
Like, I'm exhausted. But I can't go to sleep. My brain is still going like a mile a minute.
I knock out.
Like, really?
It's just so much. And then it just, okay, we're done.
Mm.
And I'll hit the bed and just out. I'll think about the next day. But like that night, yeah, I'll be out.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, while you're doing it, because I'm horrible at this, are you recording, like, are you being present at what's happening and you're able to go back later or while it's happening? Because I've seen you guys DJ before, DJs in general. There's so much stuff that you need to be looking at. Like, how present can you be to, like, what's happening?
You have to be. And, like, in the beginning of my career, I wasn't. I'd be, like, heading the decks.
Yeah.
You have to be present with the crowd.
Yeah.
And so, like, now you dance with the crowd, you get into it with the crowd, you get on the mic with the crowd, like,
yeah,
you have to be, and it makes it that much more special.
Very cool. Well, listen, man, unfortunately, Tanner tapped his watch, that means we're out of time, but before I cut you loose today, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug, so you have the mic, the camera, the lights, have fun.
You can look me up on Instagram, Spotify, it's J6JAYSYX.
There we go. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Naral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Really?